Behold what manner of love. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. That's from the book of John. That's the letters of Saint John. They are the books of love. It is John marveling at how amazing, how uncomprehendable, huge, and just absolutely amazing God's love is. And so he expresses it as, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows. Let me get it right. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Oh, praise the Lord. And that reminds me, he bled and died to take away my sin. When I think God, his son, not sparing, I scarce can take it in. He sent him to die. He bled and died to take away our sins. Then, the songwriter says, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. How amazing the Lord, the Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is. That is the love that John writes about in the letters, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And specifically here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, the behold. And let us take a moment today to receive this agape, sacrificial, unconditional, never ending, never changing, everlasting, perfect love. What manner of love? Hallelujah. Let us rejoice. I say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, somebody. We are loved by the Creator, the Father, the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling, abiding in us. How great thou art. Let us remember, as the songwriter said, God, his only son, not sparing, I scarce can take it in. I can hardly comprehend that God the Father has sent his only begotten Son to die. And he bled and died to take away our sins. He bled and died to take away the punishment, the judgment of sin, because of love, because of this. What manner of love? That is the perfect love. And that was the greatest love sacrificial offer. And the Father did it. And the Lord answered. So that we are saved because of what he did. I pray this encourages you mightily today. I pray this is a word that you needed to hear. And I encourage you to get into the letters of, I would say, Apostle Saint John. First John, Second and Third John. There is so much more to meditate and learn about His, the Father's, the Lord's, the Holy Spirit's agape, perfect, beautiful love. So God bless you. And I look forward to prepare a series of deliverance seminars, online seminars, in which you can participate. It will address a series of important topics that people struggle with, and there will be freedom. And there's going to be lots of other things apart from the daily manna, the daily encouragement. Hallelujah. Let us end with the "Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art." Bless you. Thank you for watching. And I pray we really need to get these messages, not just this message, but all these messages to all the people that follow the page, that like the page, that follow the page, that want to hear it, and people that need to hear it as well. And it happens when you give it a thumbs up, when you give it a like, when you like it, love it, and share it, or share it, or place a comment. That will get this message and all the other messages out to the multitudes. And that's what I pray you can do for me. So we do that together unto the Lord. Let's get this word out, because there is a lot more to come. And the Lord is good. God bless you. And I'll see you tomorrow for a whole lot more. Love y'all.